Terry Keenly sighed. The Life of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, a musical biography. Mozart is arguably the most often performed classical composer today. We hear his music everywhere, not only in the concert hall, on the radio, and in fine recorded performances, but also in debased or arranged forms, as muzak, or comfortable oral wallpaper. Why should this be so? The answer seems to lie partly in the music itself, obviously enough, graceful, accessible, charming, and partly in the myths which have grown up in the 200 years and more since his death. The myths which include the chocolate box wonder child, the misunderstood genius, and the giggling freak of the film Amadeus may contain at least a grain of truth, but they are all ultimately misleading and unnecessary, simply because the real story of his life and music is in itself so memorable and compelling. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was born in Salzburg in 1756 and died in Vienna in 1791. Within those 35 years, he wrote an astonishing quantity of music, and it may be tempting to feel that he composed with an urgency born out of a sense of his own human fragility. Yet this explanation is both speculative and unlikely. Mozart wrote so much because he was gifted with astonishing fertility and facility, and because as Europe's first significant freelance composer, he needed a constant supply of new works, not only to meet commissions, but also in order to put on subscription concerts of his own. He began to compose in early childhood, having rapidly acquired proficiency on both keyboard and violin, and, unlike many a child prodigy, he continued to develop and mature as a musician throughout his brief adult life. This life went through several distinct phases.